Welcome to Living Magically. I'm your host, Michelle Orwick, and this week we have a big, big energy with the full moon in Scorpio. Now, the good news is that it is no longer an eclipse. However, you do still have the backup of the solar eclipse in this energy. So it's the full moon accumulation of that Aries new moon. So, but it is a Scorpio full moon. And so Scorpio is always about transformation. And that is also the energy of an eclipse. So we're having this illumination of what is our transformation? Where are we going? What are we doing? What does this mean for us? And because it's in Taurus, it is a very, the sun is in Taurus and the moon will be in Scorpio on the 23rd. It's going to peak. So you're in that full moon energy now as you're moving forward, and you'll have a couple of days into the 24th and 25th to feel this illumination, and things may come to light. You may see things in a clearer way. Something may be, because it is Mercury retrograde, something that is in the shadow may come forward. And it's time to kind of like look at yourself, look at what's going on, look at things around you. That is definitely the energy of a retrograde. Is go ahead and take a deeper dive. And Scorpio is about magic and mystery, right? So do some scrying. It's a great time to actually do divination and touch base on the Akashic records. Touch base with what your spirit guides and your angels are saying. Touch base with what your heart is saying, your body is saying. Your angels, your guides, anything that is a little bit esoteric is going to come forward right now. Now, on the extra note is it is a very sexy, sexy illumination too. So should you feel that, go ahead. And if it's good and it's comfortable in whatever way, whether that's with a love or a love of self, please ignite that love in a way that is healthy. And so we do feel a lot of passion, and this passion can be brought into creativity. Make some art, listen to some music, dance. It's a perfect moon for a drum circle or a celebration of some sort. There is a lot of we've been having so much fatigue. At this point, there's probably not everybody's going to feel a lightening of the load, but a lot of people will feel lighter and more invigorated and more alive and ready to be in the go and in the energy and have a good time with this. And however, be careful that you're not projecting onto others, because, you know, sometimes there is, some people are not going to be in your party. So be careful not to assume anything. This is because we're still in Mercury retrograde. Please ask, be very, very asky about permission for everything, even if it's just a hug. So some people may feel like we're still in a cave coming out of the Mercury retrograde. And thankfully that does happen on the 25th, although there will be a little shadow season for a few weeks, we finally will feel that release. And so at the end of this week, we are past that big energy of the full moon. We're past the eclipse full moon phase, and we're just in the release of it all. And so there might be a big collective sigh, a collective release and sigh. So as we move into this next season, it's okay to be in release. It's okay to be in slow down. It's also a great time for creating an idea. It's a really positive time. We're going to see people wanting to make their own food. We're going to, because it is Taurus season, we're going to see people, you can start seeing people prep more. You can start seeing people wanting to have more, you know, of these fancy dinners or go out to eat more. And you're going to see people maybe even wanting to grow their own food. And that is a theme with this conjunction that happened last week, where what is going to be more sustainable for your body? What is going to be more sustainable for your budget? What is going to be more sustainable for your family? And that can be food, but it could also be finances, because Taurus does rule those things. It's a big time. If you're wanting to start a new business, if you're wanting to buy a new home, now after Mercury retrograde is over, you can start doing that as you get closer and closer to the Taurus new moon that's in May. So again, I would probably leave it till that energy, but you can be, this is a great time for deep thinking. Scorpio full moon, great time for deep thinking, great time for illumination. And the Taurus again is looking for comfort and luxury and love. It's a just a beautiful time to love, be loved, and be in community. We love our family, our friends, our actual romantic partners. And if you're in business like I am, I love my clients. I love you. I love my viewers. I love the people who are in my world. So if you love me, please like and subscribe and share. Join our mailing list, and you know, please come to our activities if you're available. We do have an oils temple coming up. When I first get back from Egypt on May 7th for the new moon, we have a beautiful online weekend planned for the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We're doing an amazing Theta healing class, which is the beginning of all the spirituality I ever felt. And while it is not specifically a religious specific, it is the spiritual practice that helps me connect directly with Creator, helps me connect to the Theta brainwave, which allows me to direct the energy. And that is literally something that was life-changing for me. And it is also the beginning of my spiritual life coaching program. So if that is something you've been wanting to do, I only have 2 or 3 entry points in that program a year. And that first week, end of May, is the time. So it's really, as we go into this, it is a beautiful time with Aries out of the picture. You're going to start feeling as this changeover to full on Taurus and big energy gone. Now we're going to be in comfort energy. We're going to be in love, true love. As we get into that energy, we'll be feeling the beginning of May Day and Beltane next week. So that's also one of my personal favorites. And of course, this is my birthday week. So I'm always in love this week. I'm in love with you. And so I love you. I thank you. And have an amazing week. I know I am having an amazing week. And I will see you on next Monday. Live magically.